This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Some shows talk about one team. Other shows barely talk sports. This show will talk Packers, yeah! Brewers, yeah! And Bucks, yeah! Every day.
Every day.
It's Wisconsin Sports Daily
with Steve Sparky Pfeiffer, served up by Wendy's on the Wisconsin Sports Radio Network. Download the Wendy's app today.
Welcome back. It is Steve Sparky Fiverr here, along with Charlie Usen, broadcasting live from the Wisconsin Sports Radio Network studios, powered by the Pottawatomie Sportsbook. We're the good guys. The bad guys are on stage. 670 The Score in Chicago, talking about their franchise that wants to move states. They want to move to Indiana and play in Gary, Indiana. Why would anybody want to go to Gary, Indiana? Not even just for football, just to visit in general. Like, why in the world would anybody want to do that? It just doesn't make any sense to me. That makes no sense. What'd you say? No, I can't say that on the radio. But either way, when we start here, we talk about this Packers and Bears game coming up, and we're out here at Brat Bowl 3. 670 The Score is here. We're here with the Wisconsin Sports Radio Network, and it's awesome. Sigler Subaru of Kenosha sponsor, which is great. They got a coat drive going on. Come on out here, drop us some new or gently used coats up until 6 o'clock tonight at the Brat Stop, the legendary, the iconic Brat Stop, until 6 o'clock this evening off Highway 50 and I-94. And, of course, Siding Unlimited. Check them out at SidingUnlimited.com. So thanks to them for helping us put this on as we're in the last hour of our portion here for Wisconsin Sports Radio Network. Joining us now, he is the Packers beat writer for the Green Bay Press Gazette. Follow him on X at By Ryan Wood. You can tell Charlie is not producing because we have the mean-looking mug of Ryan Wood on X now versus just having the young, good-looking Ryan Wood. Now we have the old, bitter-looking Ryan Wood on X. This is what happens when you don't do video on this show. I apologize, Ryan Wood. I apologize.
It's about time that someone over there gets some journalistic integrity and actually puts up how I look like now. Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
You're welcome, Ryan.
Who doesn't want to look like their younger self?
I never have to deal with this.
Wait, hold on a second. This doesn't make you look better. Like, Charlie had you looking suave. Like, you were going to be on, like, you know, South Beach or something, going out to party. Now you look like somebody, like you're yelling at people to get off your lawn.
Hey, I'm a journalist. If I was into looking good, I would have picked a different profession, okay? I just wear it. This is what I got. This is who I am.
I get it. I can relate. That's why I work in radio and not in TV. I completely understand how that works, Ryan Wood. Follow him on X at By Ryan Wood. Joins us here on the guest hotline, powered by Gruber Law. One call, that's all. Myself, Charlie Usen, will be a part of this interview as well. He's out here at Brat Bowl 3 with me as Tommy Wirtz is producing. All right, so give me this. Who do we think we're pretty sure is not going to play in this game coming up tomorrow night?
Micah Parsons. No, I'm sorry. Too soon. That's not the right time for that. It's 10 guys questionable on this injury report. I have no idea. Flip a coin. It's an absurdly long, lengthy injury. The guy that seems really important this week that might not get a lot of talked about, and Christian Watson's obvious. He needs to play. Like, he is the explosive element of their offense. Evan Williams, if he can get on the field this week, that would be huge. Because, and we've seen it for several games now, you want to talk about a safety crashing down hard on run support, that's Evan Williams' game. He's been exceptional at it. And this week against that rushing offense, you really would like to have Evan Williams. So I don't know if he can play or not. I'm not.
Ryan, so who plays safety then if it's not Evan Williams. We were talking about this earlier with Mike Wall when he joined us. As far as, is it Oladapo? He's more of a box safety. Zane Anderson feels to me was more of a, you know, drop back into coverage type safety. Javon Bullard is a former safety, but that didn't go well last year when they moved him out of nickel. So, nickel slot. So, how do you think this plays out if there is no Evan Williams?
My guess would be Javon Bullard goes back to safety and Nate Hobbs goes to nickel.
God.
That would
yuck.
Be my. And I, you know, I don't think that's the worst
absolute
for this matchup,
yuck.
And here's why. He,
really?
Nate Hobbs, the thing that he does well is physicality from the slot position. He could get lost in coverage. We've seen it this season. But compare him to Carrington Valentine at corner, my goodness, do they need someone that can tackle. And
sure.
That's what Nate Hobbs does well. Nate Hobbs, you put him in that slot position, he can provide physicality and tackle run support, which is what you need against this offense. And then Javon Bullard back. It hurts. And look, Javon Bullard has been a revelation as a nickel corner this year. You could not ask for more than what he's given from that position. But for this week, you need all the physical dudes you can get. That would mean Nate Hobbs at slot and keeping Javon Bullard on the field at safety.
I hate it. I tell you right now, you mark my words. Tomorrow night we're doing Green Bay football postgame show. This dude here, Ryan Wood, will be on the show. I swear to you, if we're talking about Javon Bullard blowing coverages and being the reason why they lose this game, I'm not going to say I told you so once. I'm going to say it five or six times. Over and over again, Charlie.
You heard me say Evan Williams playing this week is a big friggin' deal, right?
Well, I didn't think they would play Javon Bullard back there, for God's sakes. I mean, do they just not like Oladapo? Like, what's the deal? Like, does he not know where he's supposed to be on the field? Because coming out, he was a decent prospect.
It's not like they're going to have Javon Bullard play the post safety and just drop him deep. That's going to be Xavier McKinney's job. This game plan calls for physicality and run support. That's why you go with that way. But Evan Williams is the best they have at that. They need Evan Williams to be on the field.
So somebody else that could potentially be on the field, at least in a limited number of snaps, we heard earlier today, is Brenton Cox Jr. What does he mean to that defensive front, even if it is a limited number of play that he gets out there?
You know, Brenton Cox Jr. isn't a big sack guy, but he had four down the stretch last season. You guys remember his first one? Where? Who it was against?
Chicago.
And it was on block, but Caleb Williams rolled right into him. But his first career sack was in Chicago at Soldier Field against Caleb Williams. Yeah, being on block helps, but he was in the right position, right? And it wasn't his only one. He flashed some pass rush potential down the stretch last season. Nobody in the world is going to forget Micah Parsons is not on the field. No one's going to confuse Brenton Cox Jr. for Micah Parsons. But it's all hands on deck there in that pass rush. That's a good guy to get back. I mean, he can give you something, and it's going to be about the collective, certainly about the linebackers, Edgerrin Cooper and Quay Walker, providing more blitzes and pressures from the second level. All hands on deck in that defensive front, not just the defensive line like it's been for most of this season. Not rushing four anymore. You don't live in that world. It's going to be all hands on deck in the collective, and he's part of that.
Are you sure? Are you sure about that? That they're not only just going to rush four and play everybody back and not try to come up with exotic blitz packages? Are we sure about that? Because in my world, I feel like there's a very good chance that Halfley says, to hell with it, I'm not going to let Caleb Williams beat me with his legs. Let's see if they can maneuver it down the field. I'm going to bring some run blitzes maybe, and we're not going to let them run the football, but I'm not going to be overly aggressive on getting after the quarterback.
You know, my biggest question is how much do they use a QB spy with an Edgerrin Cooper or Quay Walker this week? It's going to be – you remember Brazil last year, the opener against the Eagles, how they rushed Jalen Hurts. It was all contained in the pocket, contained rush, not exactly trying to get him off his spot, just keep him in the pocket. That's going to be the plan against Caleb Williams. It's going to be contained rush. But then do they go the extra step and leave a spy on the field? Because by no means – no matter what happens, can you let Caleb Williams get out of the pocket? That is the number one thing. He is erratic in the pocket, and he will kill you on extended plays.
Agreed. Totally. But again, the thing that we talked about again earlier today is this idea of Edgerrin Cooper and 56. And I said, if I'm Caleb Williams, if they're going to try to bring anything exotic or different, it's going to center around the most athletic player on that defense, who's the most explosive player on that defense, and Edgerrin Cooper blitzing in from different positions on the football field, to me, makes a lot of sense for Jeff Halfley. But again, I agree with you. I think he's going to go at it going all scared and concerned about his legs and not want to bring the pressure.
You know, the thing with Edgerton Cooper is that he was supposed to be the pass rush before Micah Parsons got here. I mean, I talked to Edgerton Cooper midway through camp, and he was telling me how excited he was to be a bigger part of the rush game than last year when he had 3.5 sacks, 7 quarterback hits. I mean, that was a real strength of his game. And then Micah Parsons gets here, and you rush with 4, because when you have a generational future Hall of Fame talent rushing the passer, that's what you do. You don't leave the sports car parked in the garage. So plans change. It was Edgerton Cooper on that 4th-and-1 who chased Caleb Williams and prevented him from getting to the corner to pick up that yard with his legs that turned into an interception to Keyshawn Nixon that won the game for the Packers at Lambeau Field. And that's my question. Okay, Micah Parsons in their first in round 1, he chased Caleb Williams all over the yard. Like, Bears fans that thought that Micah Parsons didn't show up were not watching film. Micah Parsons was all over Caleb Williams. He didn't get a sack, but he affected that game frequently with his chases. Who chases Caleb Williams Saturday night? That's the question to me. And that's why I think Edgerton Cooper as a spy might be an awfully good idea, because you know that he is the one guy who has the athleticism, the burst, the speed to chase Caleb Williams. You got to have someone that's able to do that.
So if you need somebody to chase the quarterback with one of these linebackers, and you need somebody to also be the spy at points in this game, that means you're probably going to have to run 3 linebacker sets a lot of the time. What is Isaiah McDuffie's role in this game moving forward here, and how much will he play into being a spy, being a pass rusher? What will he be doing on the field Saturday night?
Well, you want Isaiah McDuffie in run support. I mean, you're right. This is a base week. This is a 3 linebacker week in the 4-3 because you're going against the best rush offense in the NFL, and you want the extra run support. The same reason why you might be looking at Javon Bullard and Nate Hobbs on the field together, because that is priority one against this Bears offense. You're going to be losing something in coverage if you use a spy. That's one fewer coverage defender. You're going to be losing something if you have Isaiah McDuffie on the field more. But if you do that and you keep Caleb Williams in the pocket, you defend the run well, and he beats you from within the pocket, you tip your cap, because you have to. It's not quite 2019 to make Mitch Trubisky play quarterback. It's not that, but you do want to make Caleb Williams be efficient with his reads, play on time, accurate from within the pocket, and beat you that way.
Tom, the Ryan Wood of the Green Bay Press Gazette, Packers beat writer, joining us here, Wisconsin Sports Daily, served up by Wendy's on the guest hotline, powered by Gruber Law. One call, that's all. All right, Ryan, so as we look at where we are right now, that game coming up tomorrow night, prediction time.
You know, I'm caught between knowing what I've seen through 14 games, 15 games this season, and not what I've seen for the next 3. And I'm really intrigued what the Packers do next about Micah Parsons. But losing Micah Parsons, everything. It might have been one offseason plan in terms of the pass rush going into the season. It all changed, and this defense was entirely built on Micah Parsons' prodigious skills. I've got the Bears. Until the Packers prove to me that they
Sorry, you're breaking up. We can't hear you. We lost you. What did you say?
Yeah, I got the Bears. I got to go with what I've seen.
What the hell? Why didn't you come sit out here at the Brat Stop if you were going to pick the Bears? You could have just put a Bears jersey. You had to hung out with them on the score. Do you want me to go over to the score, see if you can go on with them? They'd love to have you.
You want me to lie to you, Sparky? Is that what you want me to do?
It's unbelievable. I cannot believe. You could have picked against them any week. You picked this week to pick against the Green Bay Packers. Okay.
The margin wasn't wide with Micah Parsons. The Bears played awfully well at Lambeau. They lost.
They did?
I think with Micah Parsons, I think the Packers are a better team than the Bears. With Micah Parsons, I think they're a Super Bowl leader, a top contender to win a championship this season. You got to start adjusting to the world that is and not the world that was.
Well, we talked about this earlier, Charlie and I, and Charlie said it. They win their next 3 games and they win out the Packers, they're going to be a Super Bowl contender again without Micah Parsons.
Hey, I'll tell you this. I think by any measure, how you look at this game, it is a bigger game for the Bears than it is the Packers. And that's not to diminish. This is a really big game. The stakes are big for both teams. This is a big game for the Packers, too. But this is a bigger game for the Bears. If you can't beat the Packers just forget Micah Parsons, with a diminished, potentially, Christian Watson, with 10 guys on the questionable on the injury report, without Tucker Kraft, without Elgton Jenkins, all the talent deficiencies because of injuries, this is a beat-up team. And then on top of that, look at the last two games for both these teams after this. All right, so the Bears, if they win, they have a game-and-a-half lead. But they close the season against the 49ers and Lions. The Packers close the season against the Ravens and J.J. McCarthy. I'm not convinced that the Bears win Saturday night. The NFC North is exactly over. I think the Packers could still win the division. I'd pick the Bears at that point. But I think that the Packers absolutely could still win the division. If the Packers win, the NFC North is over.
Agreed. It's over. Yes. And that is a beautiful thing to think of. But like I talked about earlier, too, I don't think home field advantage really means jack squat in this. If they see each other in the playoffs again, which I think is highly likely, whether it's at Soldier or whether it's at Lambeau, both cold conditions, and both teams are used to playing in the elements, I don't think there is a great home field advantage in either one of these situations.
No, they're used to it. I'll tell you this. There's going to be more Bears fans at Soldier Field than we've seen in many, many, many years because it's a different reality for this Bears team now. They're actually contenders. They put themselves in that position. They've given Chicago fans who have been dormant for a long time, understandably so, reason to believe. It's going to be – I expect a raucous Bears-heavy crowd at Soldier Field, which I don't know if I've ever quite seen that in 12 seasons on the beat. With that said – you know, this is a game the Packers can win if Jordan Love just pops off. The first thing they have to do is take care of the football. If they play clean and turn this into a shootout, they have a chance because Jordan Love is playing at that level. But if they start turning the ball over, it could get ugly.
There he is, Ryan Wood. Follow him on X. Tell him how much disappointed you really are in him for picking the Bears to win this game. At by Ryan Wood. I'll say it again. Tell him how disappointed you are. At by Ryan Wood. On X, and then tomorrow night after the Packers win, you can then message Ryan Wood some more when we have him on the show, and I will be very excited to throw it back in his face. And I pray to God we're not talking about Javon Buller tomorrow night. Ryan, enjoy the rest of your night. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Hey, Sparky, I always appreciate the love and support you show me. Thank you, Sparky.
Baseball season will be here before you know it, Ryan.
No, don't remind me of that. That's awful. No. Why it's the holidays. I want to be gleeful and cheer. Like, why are we talking about baseball?
Wait a second. Are you driving from Green Bay to Chicago?
As soon as I hopped on with you, the car hit the road. Heading down there now.
Oh. Well, good. Then why don't you just stop over at the house, and I'll show you the Christmas trees and all that stuff on your way.
How many are we talking? Are we into the 20s yet?
No, at 13 or 14, something like that.
Way more tame.
Something like that.
For you. Egregious for what? Anyone else.
I'm just saying, if you're in the area, or Monday when you're coming back, or whenever you decide, or Sunday when you're coming back, I'll be home. So just let me know, man. I'll give you a tour.
All right. Sounds good, man. Take care.
There he is, Ryan Wood. Follow him on X at by Ryan Wood. Sparky here. Charlie Usen here as well. Brought Bowl 3 out here at the iconic, the legendary Brat Stop in Kenosha. It's just amazing. It's two levels, huge stage. 670 the score from Chicago is here. We're here all day. Been out here since 9 a.m., 9 to noon with John Kuhn. Rami Makhlouf was out here doing that show. The Mason Crosby Show with Mitch Thunder Nellis, brought to you by Verizon from noon until 2. Thunder was out here, and now Charlie and I are out here as well, going up until 5 o'clock here this afternoon, brought to you again by Ziegler Subaru of Kenosha and Siding Unlimited. And let me tell you about my good old friends over there at the Pottawatomie Sportsbook. That is where you want to take your shuttles to and from Bucks home games at Fiserv Forum. They leave an hour, 15 minutes before the game to Fiserv Forum, and then they start heading back at the start of the third quarter. It's covered parking in their parking garage. It's a free parking garage at the Pottawatomie Casino Hotel. No outrageous prices being paid downtown Milwaukee like you would go otherwise. Then there's always a catch, right? The catch is this. So you have to make a same game day wager at the Pottawatomie Sportsbook. Then you ask for your bracelet to get on the shuttle or a purse.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Just inside the Potawatomi Sportsbook and ask for your bracelet that way. Two easy ways to do it. For more information on those shuttles, I take you to and from the Potawatomi Casino Hotel to Fiserv Forum. All you have to do is go to Potawatomi.com. Hey, man, who's that?
That's my girlfriend, because she's real, and she doesn't go to another school.
She is real. Mm-hmm. You know what else I like about her?
What's that?
She's not wearing any Bears crap.
Except for she is a Bears fan.
So I don't care. She's not wearing anything Bears related, so as far as I'm concerned, she's not a Bears fan. She's not.
She said maybe her underwear.
I don't need to know.
It's Wisconsin Sports Daily.
What just happened? Joe Bartel, RotoWire Fantasy Sports. We'll ask him what underwear he's wearing. Coming up next, it is Wisconsin Sports Daily, served up by Wendy's, live on the Wisconsin Sports Radio Network studios, part of the Potawatomi Sportsbook, Sparky and Charlie.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.